Good morning. We're continuing with Yom Hilchos Shabbos. I'm wondering, Klal Lamed, this is the Melacha of Tzad. We learned Siman Dalet, where the Chayyadim mentioned the idea that if a person sees their child doing Seda on a semi-domesticated animal, one does not have to stop them from doing that, so even though that's also Midrabbanan. One is allowed to do that. And we raised the question that does not seem to fit with the information that we have, the halacha that we find in Siman Shimon Gimel, that Bezin is, in other words, machoikas, but if a parent is machoikas to stop their child from doing any Isser and Shabbos, whether it's an Isser Deraisa or an Isser Derabanan, a person is a chiyuv to stop their child from doing that. And so why over here is the person allowed to allow the child to continue? The concerns over there, or we mentioned there's a concept called tzviya, when you're actively causing a child to do an aveira, and that's aser midaraisa, according to everybody. And then there's the chiyuv on a parent, in general, to be mechanech the child, which means part of the chiyuv is that they have to stop them from doing something which is wrong. Besides teaching them to do the right thing, they have to teach them not to do the wrong thing. And it's part of the chiyuv of chinuch, which applies to the father and arguably the mother as well. Then there's another issue, which is, does Bezdin, do outsiders have a chiyuv to intervene to prevent somebody from doing something wrong, which is a machlokes in the Gemara, preventing a child from doing something which is wrong? Katan Eichel Nevelus, the Gemara says, if a child is eating something which is aser, is Bezin Mitzvah Nafrisha, Bezin's Labdavka, means others who see it, do they have to intervene? And we paskin, Ein Mitzvah Nafrisha. But this halacha does not seem to differentiate if the father is there or not. Furthermore, if the child is doing something with the intent they want to benefit the father, that's clearly more that that's going to be aser. If the child is doing it to give some benefit to the father, he's doing it das aviv, so that's going to be aser to do. And if you're dealing with the malacha deraisa, you have another problem of shisus benoi. There's a chiyuv that your child should not be doing a malacha because of you. You have a chiyuv to make sure that your child is shoves. So you have multiple concerns over here. So how do we understand it? So we left this with this off with this question. So we need to know that this halacha that we've said that by a semi-domesticated animal, again, the definition of that is a animal which will return at nighttime. So it's not really lost. But it avoids human touch, so there is some element of seder in regards to that. So we mentioned that that's also to do seder on that meter abonon, but we have to know that that's actually a machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch holds that there's no iser of doing seder on such an animal. The malach of seder does not apply to such an animal. So the Ramah, however, disagrees, and the Ramah says that there is an iser meter abonon in such a case, and we pass on like the Ramah. So, in this case that we're talking about, there is actually an opinion that it is going to be mutter for the child to do, even for an adult to do this. There's no, it's not an aveira to do this. This is something which is permitted to do. So, one suggestion to understand this halacha is that since the chi of chinuch that a parent has for their child, is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos whether it's a deraisa or the rabbanon. We paskin that the chiyuv chinuch is a rabbanon. So you have a situation where you have a issur rabbanon, a chiyuv chinuch rabbanon, and there's an opinion which holds there's no issur at all. So it's like a sveik out of the rabbanon. So the chiyuv is saying that a mokum of hefsid, that you're concerned that you might lose, that the animal might get stolen if you don't bring it back inside. He's going to allow one to assume the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and that there's no Isser involved over here at all to relieve him from his Chiyuv Chinuch that one is Mechiyuv Timechan of the child, but according to one opinion, this is actually Mutter. See, even though we do not paskin like that because of the Hefsid involved, we're going to allow ourselves to rely on that cheetah. So that's one suggestion how to understand this halacha, Bez Hashem, and the next year we will suggest an alternative suggestion as well. Meanwhile, have a good day.